So I came across this chick's video when I was perusing YouTube, and she says her life is a mess. Relationships, cheating, sex looked interesting. I checked it out. And this woman is a perfect example of everything that is wrong with the modern Western woman. We got polyamory, we got single mommyhood, we've got the big black cock, we've got the cock carousel riding until she's so fucking old she can barely stay on the fucking carousel. So that's some good stuff. So let's take a listen to what this broad has to say as a cautionary tale. As a cautionary tale to you ladies out there and to you guys to know why you need to avoid Western chicks, especially ones like this broad, which is the majority, it seems to be the case these days. But anyway, before I get to this video, I would like to ask those of you out there that like and appreciate the royal red pilled in your face nature of my content to please go check out my website, therealistphilosopher.com. That is therealistphilosopher.com. In the upper right-hand corner, you will find a lot of useful and very interesting social media links, as well as my BitChute channel link. You can also find my BitChute channel by going to BitChute.com, BitChute.com/TheRealistPhilosopher. And if you scroll down to the bottom of my webpage at TheRealistPhilosopher.com, you will find not one, not two, but three donation options if you would like to contribute to my continued content creation. Any amount is greatly appreciated, and I could really use your help, as this show has always operated at a loss. So go check that out, TheRealistPhilosopher.com. That is TheRealistPhilosopher.com. Okay, back to the story. So this broad, she's nutty, she's wacky, she's crazy, so let's take a fucking listen. Oh, it's so classy. She has background music, too. I find that so fucking annoying. She's not a bad-looking broad. I don't like that big, gaudy fucking bracelet she's wearing, but aside from her horrible taste in jewelry, those big, giant hoop earrings. I've noticed that, by the way. Seems like all feminists wear gigantic, gaudy fucking jewelry. Big hoop earrings and other fucking loud, ugly jewelry. I wonder if that's another red flag you need to look for. I should do some investigating into that.
I need a moment.
She needs a moment. Okay.
My heart is beating so fast right now. OMG, guys. This is gonna be crazy. I don't even know where to begin. Oh my gosh. For me, my intention of doing these YouTube videos, my YouTube channel was...
That was her significant other, the black dude. Because God forbid I stick to my own race. Yeah.
For me, my intention of doing these YouTube videos, my YouTube channel...
He looks like a real winner, doesn't he? Yeah. It's like a skinny goofball. Oh, boy, she's not dating down. Oh, no.
Here I am, and my love life is at times such a mess. It's beautiful. It's alive, but it is such a freaking mess sometimes.
And we know that's what you like, because all you women love the emotional roller coaster that are modern relationships. You love the disaster.
In this world, it's really hard to say what is right or what is wrong. We all
No, it's... What? What are you talking about? No, it's not really hard to say what is right and what is wrong. Right and wrong are very easy, you stupid bitch. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. I think I see where we're going here.
Again, so you guys know that I am in a relationship with Oliver since, I think, 17 years. It's been a long, long time.
Wow, really? So, I would say that this guy is not at her level, which is probably why she's with him. He's easy to manipulate. He's easy to control through her poon. He is quite a few sexual marketplace numbers below her, unless he's a very wealthy guy. And just looking at his facial hair, at the way he keeps himself, at his clothes, this guy is not a six-figure dude. So, yeah, I think she's with him because he's a beta male, Weakling, Pussy, and Loser, and is easy to control. It's just a guess. Let's see.
And it's been a wild journey anyways already, because I'm a wild spirit. I'm free-spirited. I'm always seeking new adventures.
Cock. New adventures, free-spirited, means banging around a lot, sleeping with a lot of dudes. And of course, when you get with a beta male, Loser, cock boy, who was about 5 to 6 points below you on the sexual marketplace value scale, he's much more likely to tolerate that kind of behavior from you.
For me, you know, once I have experienced one thing, I right away immediately want to experience something new. That's just how I am.
Once I've experienced one big black cock, I will experience another big black cock.
Never been the type of the mother kind of person, you know.
I've never been a mother kind of person, even though I have a child. You still look bad for a mother, by the way. A woman who's had a kid. Don't look too bad. I'll give her that.
Who's always at home. I'm not a homebody at all. I'm always out. I always need to explore. That's just who I am. And Oliver is very different from me. Yet, you know, there's always reasons why people attract each other. And I really, really, really...
He must have a big schlong.
We really, really adore this man so much. He has brought so much freaking goodness into my life.
Can you tell us why you adore him? He's weak and pathetic and under my thumb. She gives us no reasons why she adores him. None. Can you name a virtue? No.
And I basically grew up with him. I was 21 when I met him, and...
So, she's 38. She looks pretty good for 38. I'll give her that. Look at her at a young age. Wow. Very good-looking broad, and he's not a good-looking dude at all. I'm better-looking than him at 50+. What the fuck? What are you thinking, honey? Well, he's a loser. I know he'll never leave me. She's got some low self-esteem, too.
And, you know, in this world...
Feminism definitely has not empowered her. Definitely not.
We really have been together since 17 years. We walked together this life. Been through the highs and lows, had two abortions, we had one abortion, another abortion I did before that because I just was freaking way too young. I would not have been mentally capable of taking care of another child, of a child.
So feminism has definitely had an ill effect on her. It has an ill effect on all women. Yeah. I'm killing the babies! Yeah, great. 17 years later, 18 years, you could have an 18-year-old, you could have a 17-year-old, a 19-year-old, I mean... Oh, but you killed them kids. Oh, I was too freaking young. Maybe you shouldn't have been having sex out of wedlock then, as you still are. Jesus Christ.
And we have a son together. And yeah, we have been through a lot together already. I basically spend more time with Oliver than I spend at home with my mom and my dad. Because 4 years ago, I got to know another man, and I...
Now we're getting to the good stuff. Wait, I thought this Oliver guy was so great, so wonderful, but he's really skinny. He weighs 150 pounds, soaking wet, and, you know, I wanted the experience of the cocks.
Felt drawn towards this man, and about 4 years ago, I started a relationship with him, and it was very intense in the beginning especially. It felt very different. He had such a different character. He's just such a different being from Oliver. And it felt interesting to experience myself with him and to witness.
So this is how women are. When they say finding myself, experience myself, know myself, they do that through emotional highs and lows, because women are emotional creatures. Men are thinking creatures. So while we use logic and reason and think critically and deduce and induce and reduce, women just, they ride the emotional tides. They ride the emotional tides to teach them about themselves. Horrible way to find yourself, by the way. It doesn't work. You find a lot of cock. That's about all you find.
Witness myself entirely different from how I am with Oliver. And I explored this in its full capacity. Now the thing is...
Explored his cock in his full capacity. In as many positions as humanly possible. That's what I call exploring.
that I explored this for the first 3 months without telling Oliver. So Oliver only knew about this, learned about this about 3 months later. I will say, though, I did wait to have actual sex with this man until he actually made a test, because it really meant to me a lot. It still means a lot to me to be...
Sex means so much to me that I cheated on my longtime partner of, at that time, 13 years, who I had a child with. It meant so much to me. I got him tested because sex is so important to me. Loyalty isn't, apparently.
Sexually safe and to be sexually clean in any way. So this is something that always, always mattered a lot to me. I messed up a lot of things, but this always mattered to me.
Sexually safe after having two prior abortions. Okay. Not so safe. Well, safe for me. Not for the babies that I kill.
Oliver found out about it, or I shared with him about it, and I shared to him directly also that I do want to continue to see this man intimately, and...
That's why she chose Oliver. Big, pathetic loser, and she's got low self-esteem. Low self-esteem! He's got low self-esteem too to tolerate this. Hey, Oliver, I want to continue banging this other man. Is that okay with you? Whatever. I'm lucky just to have you.
I do want to continue to explore this. This was really, really hard for me because I would, before that, never be so straightforward and open and honest.
Well, you found out what a big pussy he was. Pushing the boundaries all these years, and now you've pushed him to the point where you're cheating. And I've never been this forward. But you are now.
Always hide things for fear that I would lose Oliver, for fear of messing up, for fear of not being a good enough woman, you know?
Apparently you're not that afraid of losing him. You cheated on him. Behind his back. You're not that afraid!
It's just, I always...
And let me inform you of something, honey. You're not a good woman. You're not a good person, period. Good people don't cheat on their longtime partners and baby daddies and hide it from them and then, you know, reveal it and then try to convince them that it's okay. It's okay if I bang this other dude. Oh, you should accept that. Because we're living in a postmodern world. Post-traditional world. Yeah.
Wanted to somehow fit in into this ideal of a perfect woman, and
you'd be a lot closer to perfection if you had married him before you had sex with him, and you'd be a lot closer to perfection if you hadn't killed your babies and, you know, cheated on him. Trust me, you're far from perfection. Oh, but wait, she's a relativist. She's a relativist. Oh, good and evil, right and wrong, they're not that easy to discern. There's no such thing as a good woman. I'm trying to fit into this mold of a good woman, but, you know, there's no such thing. Yeah, there is, and you ain't it.
When I met this man, I felt like I really, really needed to explore this other side of me, and I...
Other side? It's another cock, honey. What other side? Stick it in, move it around, you come, game over. What do you mean, other side?
See, this is how women find themselves. This is their idea of self-exploration.
Why don't you take up meditation, honey? Not meditation, not yoga, not a hobby. Oh, no. Fucking. Yeah. Oh, but you're not supposed to see them as sexual creatures or objectify them. Even though they do that to themselves.
I felt it was just of immense importance for my personal growth as well.
What the fuck does personal growth have to do with banging it? So let me get this through. Fucking is personal growth. And the more cocks, the more growth. See, this is what feminism teaches women. This is what feminism teaches women. I have no doubt that there's some feminist book that she was introduced to in university or somewhere. If you go down on a lot of men, if you have a lot of cocks in you, that's growth. Maybe it is. Don't women retain the DNA of every dude they fucked? So...
way, there is some growth going on.
Just not any that's of a positive nature, if you ask me.
And on the other side, I also did not want to lose Oliver, so...
Oh, woman, I have it all! I want to
want to have my cake and eat it too. I want to have my beta male orbiter provider, whatever this pathetic loser is that she's with, that she had a fucking child with, but seems to be in a more platonic than sexual relationship with. I want him to be there to take care of that baby and take care of me, and I want to be able to go out and fuck other dudes too. Yeah, have your cake and eat it too. Yeah. It's typical female privilege. Typical privileged feminist.
What happened was that I dive deeper into the idea of open relationship, free relationship. It was super hard for Oliver, but we did then start to speak about open relationship. You guys know that I made a video on free relationship. That was exactly during that time. I made more Q&As on this whole thing. But the truth is...
Look at this guy. Skinny, goofy, geeky motherfucker. What race is he, by the way? He's not white. He's not black. Is he mulatto? He's somewhere in between. I don't know what he is. He's Moroccan. I don't know what the fuck this guy is. I know he's not very manly looking. Look at that spindly neck. What is he, a swan? He looks almost asexual. He looks like a pussy. Oh, my God. Wow. Yeah, he looks like the kind of guy that would be into wife swapping and the polyamory, that hot wife bullshit. He might even want her to bang other dudes. And he sits there jerking off while she is banging him. He watches, probably.
Is that Oliver and I, we were still so much in the beginning. Oliver was still very much hurt by the whole situation because I...
He gives her a kiss on the cheek. Yeah, that's probably the most sexual contact he's had with her in months. Loser!
Yeah, I was not gentle with him, I would say, because I really, really just continued to do what I wanted to do. I wanted to see...
Of course, because you knew he'd still be there. And that's why you picked him in the first place. Because you knew this guy would tolerate that, and I guarantee you she's fucked up, dude. She didn't wait no 13 years before she started cheating, okay? She's just concerned. She's just worried about what her audience will think and what this guy Oliver will think. I guarantee you this broad has been bebopping around, hopping from cock to fucking cock for quite some fucking time. This soy boy was certainly, definitely not enough to meet her sexual needs. Are you kidding me? Get the fuck out of here. That's why you're with him. That's why you're with him, because he's beneath you in your eyes.
This man, I wanted to explore this with him, and...
I love how she's trying to make it sound like this fucking affair she had with this other dude is some kind of spiritual experience. That it's not just the base lust and hedonism, satisfaction of physical need alone. She's trying to make it sound like it's some kind of higher thing, some kind of noble, higher fucking calling. Oh, this to feed my soul! With his cock.
It was kind of like Oliver had to deal with it in a way. And
he had to, yeah, because, you know, he's beneath you, right? Which is why you picked him. No guy with any self-respect or options who thought he had options would tolerate this crap.
And then last year, after I went on a trip again with this man to, I don't know where it was. It was just 2 days that we went somewhere together, but I think...
Wow, she didn't know where she was. Must be some good sex. Must have been some good fucking sex. The sex is so good, she didn't know where she was. I didn't know where we went. Wow, that's a magic cock.
Oliver was hurt. He was upset at home. So he started to go on Tinder, I think, and then met this other woman. And apparently they had a really beautiful connection. And... good conversations, and me, crazy as I am, jealous also as I am, which makes total no sense, but I'm a fire being as well. I checked as well.
She's a fire being? What the fuck? She's into astrology. Oh, God. What is it with these feminist broads, these modern broads? They're all into fucking astrology bullshit.
WhatsApp, I read his WhatsApp messages. It was very intense and very sexual, the way they talk.
She read his WhatsApp? What, did she have his password?
Okay. Talked, and I'm not proud of that. I'm just being straightforward and honest. This is just real me. This is life, fuck it. So...
Psycho. This bro's a psycho. Jesus Christ.
I checked his WhatsApp messages, and...
I will bang other dudes, but he can't bang other broads. Because like most modern feminists, I love double standards. Of course. Of course you do.
it just was a lot for me, and I got super, super jealous. I made life super hard for him as well, and it was not easy for him to explore that romance with this other woman because me, I was super jealous. And then he flew.
So he accepts my entanglement, but I will sabotage his entanglement.
Oh, boy. I feel sorry for this fucking guy. Almost.
I was battling my inner demons, my freaking jealousy. I was just freaking battling myself, but it was a very important and good time for me. And during this time, actually, I stopped seeing the other men because I was so involved with Oliver. I was so scared also of losing Oliver. And
I was so scared of losing him, I fucked other dudes.
Again, this is bullshit. She wasn't scared of losing anybody. Total bullshit.
And so I did not see this other man for almost a year. And yeah. And then actually it started to be really nice again at the end of the year between Oliver and I. Somehow he started.
Well, it's amazing. When you don't fuck other dudes, the relationship with your main long-term partner improves. It's a miracle. Unfortunately, it's so unfortunate you didn't learn that lesson before you banged the other dude and drove him to bang other broads.
It was more peaceful. We went to Finland beginning of this year. And then somehow, I don't know.
She's an attention whore. What a thought. She's running around in the fucking snow wearing a fucking bikini thong.